passed House Bill 5, which I think is the most important for our community in a way, which has to do with tuition revenue bonds, which are not even on the call by the governor. We're hoping that they're added, but there's a significant amount of money available through those tuition revenue bonds that will be coming to Texas A&M and to Texas A&M University System. And this is all money that will be used for infrastructure, and it'll be paid back through the revenues for those projects.
So what kind of full-court pressure is being applied to the governor to get HB 5 added to the list?
Well, I think probably all of us, it passed out of appropriations with three people that were there and did not vote. So hopefully it'll pass the House in the same manner, and if the governor will put it on the call.
And does this apply only to A&M and the A&M system, or to all public institutions?
It covers all the systems, and you can call that bill up on the website. It's HB 5, and there's significant amounts of money going to most of the universities.
I've heard A&M and system people wanting, they have projects ready to roll if they can get these kind of bonds.
That's correct. Big project for A&M and College Station, $64 million for a biocontainment research facility, and that will be attached to the veterinary diagnostic lab. So they're trying to use those two structures together for a lot of the things that will happen, and that veterinary diagnostic lab has already been covered. It's going to be built, and the other biocontainment facility will be attached to that same building, and there will be significant savings for that.